Welcome, welcome. You're tuned into Regen Radio. I am Razor Girl. Tonight's show is going to be a little bit different from the usual, but it's still going to be great, of course. So some background. As we all know, the music industry likes to do lots of remixes and covers. Bands constantly remix each other or cover each other's songs. Entire albums are put out behind this principle. Remix albums, cover albums. It's a huge moneymaker. It's a huge part of the music industry. And of course, within each genre, the same thing happens. In industrial music, bands are constantly remixing each other, and they also do covers, not only of other industrial songs, but of mainstream pop music. So this show is going to feature some covers that have been done by industrial bands. Of course, we all know the most like famous covers by industrial bands, you know, Marilyn Manson's cover of Eurythmics and things like that. But I'm not gonna do those ones. These are gonna be newer covers that have come out in the last couple of years. And it's from a range of different things. Sometimes it's of other industrial bands, sometimes it's of mainstream pop bands. I've been saving up all these covers to put them together all in one show because I thought it would be a neat idea to just throw them all together. So that's what this show is. This is a show of covers. I hope you enjoy it. To start off, we have a cover of the Eurythmics. One of their most popular tracks, of course, that came out in 1983 was Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. As I said earlier, Marilyn Manson covered it. And most recently, the band Encoder covered it. So here we are, Regen Radio, Encoder's version of Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
Oh, was meint ihr, hättet den Karneval erfunden?
Yeah.
last track is quite a favorite of mine. That was a cover of REM's Losing My Religion, which originally came out in 1991. That cover was done by System Sin. It might seem a little strange for me to say this, but I actually really, really, really liked REM when I was younger. They were one of my favorite bands. Seems a little strange, probably, for Razor Girl to say that, but hey, I did. I liked REM. So I really, when System Sin came out with that cover, I was tickled pink. I'm like, oh, it's REM, yay! And I was quite happy to hear it. Before that, you heard the live version of It's a Sin by And One. It's a Sin is originally by the Pet Shop Boys and came out in about 1987, I believe. It's funny that I should play this because one of my close friends came back and visited a few months ago, and we went out to karaoke, and he performed this song in karaoke, the Pet Shop Boys version, obviously, not the And One version, and he did an amazing job of it, and I got it on video, and it was really, really well done. And James, if you're listening to this show, I miss you. Before And One, you heard Depeche Mode's Master and Servant, the Whippet Side version by the band Crystal System. And the original, that one, came out of 1993. And we started off the show this week with Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, originally done by the Eurythmics, but that version was by Encoder. The next band was also a favorite band of mine when I was younger. This one might not be a surprise to anyone the way REM perhaps might have been a surprise. The band is Nirvana, the song is Heart-Shaped Box, and this is the version by Psylab.
Yeah. Bye. the richest sidelines.
So when I come to ethnically cleanse me, will you speak out? Will you defend me? Freedom of expression doesn't make it alright.
Stronger than before, but the rise of the rise.
Still.
just heard XP8 and their version of Out of Control. Out of Control is originally done by She Wants Revenge, and it came out in 2006. Great band. I really enjoyed their first two albums. I wasn't so keen on their last album, She Wants Revenge, not XP8. But I really enjoyed their first two albums and the sort of like old school feel that they had to them. I got to see them when they came and performed in Toronto a few years ago. It was a really great show. Before XP8 was FGFC820 and their version of Ich bin Ausländer, originally by Popol Eat Itself. That came out in 1994 and is a club staple these days. I remember there was times where I would go out and it was impossible not to hear this song being played on the dance floor. It's a great song. Before that was She's Lost Control, originally by Joy Division, but that was the Left Spine Down version. That song is almost the oldest one that I'm going to play on the show today. It came out in 1979. I don't know if any of you are Joy Division fans. I myself am, and that is actually my favorite Joy Division song. And we started off that set with Nirvana's Heart-Shaped Box, done by Psylab. That song, Nirvana's version, of course, originally came out in 1993. As I mentioned earlier, the Joy Division track almost made it oldest track that I was going to play, but not quite as old as the next one. The original of this song came out in 1968 by the Rolling Stones. The track is Sympathy for the Devil, and this is the cover by Kofnia, if I'm saying that correctly.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you've guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a general's rank when the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you've guessed my name. But what's confusing you is the nature of my game. Your kings and your queens fought for 10 decades for the gods they made. I shouted out, "Who killed the Kennedys?" When after all, it was you and me. So let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. Lay traps for troubadours who got killed before they reached Bombay. Thank you. has heads, his tails. Just call me Lucifer, for I'm in need of some restraint. So if you see me, have some courtesy, have some sympathy, have some taste. Use all your well-learned politics, or I'll lay your souls to waste.
I'm going.
probably mentioned previously on the show that one of my favorite bands of all time is The Cure, and that last track was a cover of The Cure by Noir du Soleil. That was the track Cold, originally found on the 1982 album Pornography. Before that, we heard another favorite band of mine. That was Concrete Blonde. That was the song Bloodletting, the Vampire Song, covered by Inertia. Inertia recently put out an album called Cloned, which just had covers of other songs. It's a really fun album. If you have a chance to pick it up, I recommend that you do. I've only played one track in this show from the album, but there's a lot of really good covers on it. So if you have a chance to listen to it, I recommend that you do. And we started off the set with Kofnia, which I'm sure I'm saying incorrectly, and their version of Sympathy for the Devil, which is originally by the Rolling Stones. That is the end of the show for today. It was a really fun show. I had a really good time. I hope you did too. It was a little bit of a different show, but I hope you enjoyed the change. I just have one track left for you, and it's not a new cover. It's been around for a really long time, but I thought it would be fun to play it again. The original version was done by Madonna in 1989. The song is Like a Prayer, and the cover is done by By God 20. Enjoy. Thank you for tuning in. Until next week, I am DJ Razor Girl.
Life is a
little friend.